Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, welcome to Being Home with Hunker. I'm Lori Gunning Grossman. Today, I'm sharing with you a short clip from a recent conversation I had with Christina Hollinger. Christina is a feng shui consultant, author, and podcast host. She was here on the show to talk about feng shui tips for families. Take a listen to this clip. So you said there's a family area. Where is this area on the map if we're walking through the front door?
Yeah. I want to do my best to explain this because I know we're talking all about family today, which is such a significant area that you just can't overlook it because the family area represents stability and finances. And it represents your lineage and healing generational trauma or old limiting beliefs that may have potentially plagued you for years. Like, you know, we've all heard like money doesn't grow on trees. And so when you start to have these limiting beliefs, that's major healing that goes down through the lineage. So family represents many different things. And in order to locate this area, bear with me here. When you walk into your front door, the far back left area is the wealth, and the front left area of your home is wisdom and knowledge. And in between those two spaces, in the left center, that's where the family area is.
Okay.
If you can kind of visualize it. And there's a free Bagua map at my site if anyone is a visual learner and wants to see it.
Yeah, that's very cool. So are there very specific cures or things that you would recommend people do in the family area to bolster that energy, to kind of zhuzh it up?
Absolutely. So the foundation of feng shui, the very first thing you want to do is just mindfully and intentionally clean it out. I think it would be really interesting for your listeners to actually go to the family area and just take a quick assessment of that space. Do you spend time in that room? If you have an attached garage, it could potentially be in your family area. Do you spend time there? Is there a lot of clutter? Are there mismatched pieces of furniture that don't really speak to you anymore? Is there natural lighting, or could you add another lamp to that space? Is it inviting and welcoming? All of these questions are really going to help you to see a mirror. You know, when you're looking at that space, how are you feeling perhaps about your family area? And the great news is you just need to edit the space first and clean it. Even simply vacuuming it, sweeping it, dusting it, that alone is going to get the energy moving in the space and could literally attract miracles into your life. You're done. But of course, I like a beautiful space, and I think it's fun to apply the elements to a space. I like to go shopping and pick out, you know, decor that is going to be activating this space. So for your listeners who want to decorate as well, what you could do to activate the family area is really to intentionally place things that represent the wood element, because the wood element activates family. So the wood element can be represented in three different ways. You can add something that is a vertical rectangle, the shape of a vertical rectangle, so you kind of can envision a tree growing upwards. You can activate it with colors of like green, and then also wood furniture, shelving, pieces like that would be amazing in this space.
Yeah.
And I just want to add one more thing, that this area is also activated by the number three. So what I've done, here's just an example, is I've taken some family photos that are really meaningful, and I placed them in vertical rectangle frames, and I made a collage of three in that space to activate the space. And of course, always setting your intention, you know, and I set my intention that I want our roots with our immediate family and our bonds to just grow deeper as the years go on. And when I look at those photos, I know subconsciously there's something going on, but it also brings me so much joy and it uplifts me so very much. And then to actually add the wood element, we also have like a little money tree is great there because it has a wood element and it's going to really enhance stability in finances.
To learn more about Christina, find her on Instagram at Christina.Hollinger or visit her website, ChristinaHollinger.com. That's Christina with a K, and her last name is spelled H-O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. On her website, you can sign up to receive a free feng shui guide to help you get started, or you can learn more about how you can work with Christina. Be sure while you're there to check out her 12-month manifesting journey, where she's helping people manifest their dreams in 1 year, and you can join her inner circle of experts and follow her podcast, Feng Shui with Christina Hollinger. Also in our show notes, you can discover other episodes we think you might like, such as my chat with Ofi from the Astro Twins. Thank you for listening to Being Home with Hunker. For more information about this episode or others, visit hunker.com/podcast. And if you don't already, please follow our show. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review and share it with your friends. It really does help. Being Home with Hunker is produced by me, Lori Gunning Grossman. Eve Epstein is our executive producer. The podcast is recorded and mixed at Night Shift Audio. Theme music by Jonathan Grossman. Special thanks to our team at Hunker, senior designer Maury Men, and director of audience development, Gina Goff. Hunker's mission is to inspire and empower you to create a space that expresses who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive.
This is amazing. Knocking stuff out. I love it.
I always feel it the best, like right after I finish an interview, like I did it. Okay, duh.